Welcome, Ali.
I've already made him laugh.
Thank you for joining me today on the Pick Me Up podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
I thought it'd be really cool to have you on so that we can talk about Listen Up music in general, for those who don't know, why we're doing the Pick Me Up podcast.
Yeah, good.
And also the songwriting prize, because yeah. It is open.
Yeah, they are. How exciting.
Yay. So with every guest, I'm starting with the big question. How are you?
Wow, that is a big question. And as you know, a question that I feel quite strongly about when it's asked, that the person is asking it is genuine and actually cares about what the answer is. So that felt genuine to me, Kate. So thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I'm good. A little bit sticky today. Bit humid.
So sticky.
Yeah. Not my favourite weather condition.
No, but I feel like I curled my hair nicely this morning, which no one can see right now. But now it is like a little flat.
And I did the same with mine.
Your hair still looks stunning.
No, thanks. Thanks.
Great
so
curl
much.
Arm. What is it?
But apart from sticky, no, I'm doing well. This is the part of the year where I start to get really excited about what we're doing as an organization, because the first 3 months is really mostly just planning, and then kind of March onwards is where things start to ramp up. So, yeah, I'm excited about the year ahead. So, sticky but excited, is that?
Sticky but excited, guys. Right. I'm not sure.
No. Maybe I shall rephrase. Humid and no. I think we'll just move on.
I'm sorry, I'm dead. That's so funny. Yes, let's move on. Also, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
I was making sure that you were finished.
Why don't we start by talking about how Listen Up started?
Yes.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, I think with any kind of origin story, there's no real kind of linear thing. Like there's obviously checkpoints along the way where certain big things happened. But I always, when I talk about where we started from, it came from, came out of nowhere, out of the blue, from one chance thing. So prior to Listen Up Music being a thing, I ran annual events under the moniker of Top 10 Night, and that comes from my love of lists and my love especially of Top 10 lists. So we had an annual thing of getting friends together and, you know, listening to our favorite songs of all time and sharing the stories behind it, and realized that by doing that, the people that were sharing their lists were finding out stuff about people that they'd never known before. So it was a really good opportunity for that, but I didn't see it as that at the time. I just thought, we're listening to great music, we're hanging out with great people. And then when we came over to Australia, so all that happened in the UK, when we came over here, we were like, we'll stop the top 10 nights. We've done 10 of them, 10 top 10 nights seems nice. And then we got over here and one of our friends just said, oh, can we do one? So we did another one. And then another friend said, this is really good. Have you ever thought of, you know, raising money for charity while you do this? Of which I had never thought of that. But that seed just was planted, never went away. So we decided we'd get together again and do a fundraiser at the same time, raise some money through a raffle and everything. And we're really surprised by how well it had all gone and how much money we'd raised. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. But I guess the other part of it that's really important is my family's lived experience of suicide as well. So for me, I was, you know, really wanting to, as the stepdad to four boys, wanting to honor their father and things like that, and didn't ever want it to feel forced or pushed or anything. But there just became this meeting point of, I'm doing this thing with people where we're talking about, you know, emotions and memories and things like that. We're now raising money for a charity which is in the suicide prevention space, so, you know, maybe it makes sense to, you know, combine our experience and our story with what we were doing. And then through trialing other nights of doing a sports day, we went to Sydney Blue Sox and did a baseball night. We did a games night. We did a whole movie night at the Ritz with a red carpet and all this. And it was great, but it was just feeling a bit scattered. So we just asked our community, what do you like that we do? And they said, like, nearly 80% of them said, music's where it started. That's what you should focus on. So before we knew it, Listen Up Music was born out of Top 10 Night. And then, yeah, lots of changes since then in terms of we were for everybody. And then we were like, no, actually, the music industry needs our full focus because there's so many issues and problems that affect the industry. So, yeah, that's the kind of the scattered history of how it all came to be.
I love that.
Thanks.
And I had the experience of going to a Top 10 Night last year.
You did.
Which was, it almost represented the same like vibe that I was talking about that's in the Songwriting Prize room, like that community of like you've got someone who's like singing a song or performing a song and everyone is just, and there's a story behind it.
Yeah.
And the story is shared and everyone is just so accepting and like so thankful that that person has been able to share something that they may not have ever even shared before.
Exactly.
And I didn't know half of the, I actually don't know if I knew anyone except for you and Ali's wife Liv was also there, but yeah.
And you'd met two others once.
Yeah, true.
For a fleeting moment, yeah. But that was about it. But yeah, so. And that's the thing. It's like if you went to, I don't know, a pub or a cafe or something and, you know, there was a bunch of strangers in the room and they were like, oh, let's all get around together and tell a story from your childhood. You'd be like, even if it wasn't a difficult story, but there's something about the arts and music in particular that just makes you able to express your emotions through other people's words or a different medium than just, you know, spoken word. So yeah, I'm glad that's been your experience because, I mean, they are an absolute marathon, those Top 10 Nights, because there's so many songs to share, but it takes you on a journey, you know?
And it's like, not everybody in that room is like a musician or, you know, had any childhood band experience. That's just an Aussie thing, like in the primary school band, but still so connected to music because of life experiences and that connected them to it that way.
Yeah.
Not having necessarily played or learnt music as a kid. So that was cool.
That's right.
With Listen Up, what is something that I guess you want people who are in the music scene to know about Listen Up and what's important that they should know?
I think there's kind of two sides to that question in the answers. One is for those that know us. So those that know us will most probably know us from the Songwriting Prize, which I'm sure we'll get into later. And those people probably don't know all the other things that we do. If they're listening to this, they'll know that we now have this podcast. But there are lots of things that we do for them. But then also for people who don't know who we are, we're not just an events business. And I think that because of where we came from with Top 10 Night, where we weren't a charity and we did events, people have kind of assumed that as we've changed identity, that we are still an events company. And yes, events are a big part of what we do, but that's not the important part. It's not the fact that we put on events. It's actually the fact that we create a community or communities around the country of people who can share in the love of music and be in a safe, supportive space. They can be vulnerable. They can, you know, have the experience if they're an audience member of sharing experiences with people that are on stage. And if they're the music professional themselves, they can kind of see parts of themselves in other performers as well. So, yeah, I think the most important thing is that, yes, we have the Songwriting Prize and that happens for 9 months of the year. So it's a big part of the year. But aside from that, we have mental health education. We have this podcast. We have an ambassador program. We have other standalone events that happen outside of this and so much more that we want to do. And I think that's the beauty of where we're going to over the next couple of years is that we've been very much a grassroots charity for 4 years now. But it's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what we want to do in supporting the industry.
Mm. So good. So thanks. Cool. Well, let's move on to talking about the podcast, seeing as you've just mentioned it as one of the most important things.
Yes.
The Pick Me Up podcast, which is new this year.
That's right.
This is episode 3.
Episode new. Okay.
I'm like, what are we up to? Early days. So what was why did you start the Pick Me Up podcast?
Well,
or how did it come about is probably
it came about, the first, very first conversation of it came about from, okay, so let's say the Songwriting Prize has regional shows in the year. I go to all of them, so I feel like there's a lot of opportunities for people to get involved in the year. But actually, for someone in Wagga Wagga, for instance, where we did our first semi-final last year, that's the only thing that we do in Wagga Wagga at the moment, which, if they attend the event, is one day. If they're a part of the competition, there's the build-up to it and the comms and the excitement and everything that goes with it. But how can we get people to feel part of the community for longer than just centered around one event? Mm. So I saw the podcast as the perfect medium for people to be able to be a part of the community on an ongoing basis.
Mm.
But also meeting people at those events, you see them there for a few hours. And then, you know, if you continue to follow them, you can go and see them playing live and things like that. But how do we keep up with the people that are part of the community when we're in a world where there's so much music out there, there's so much content to be consumed on social media? How can we cut through all of that and say, for people who love Listen Up and the people that are a part of it, how can we keep up with all the things that are going on around it? So I wanted that as a starting point. And then in terms of the podcast itself, there are, you know, mental health. I've been fortunate enough to work in or around it for 12 years now. And mental health, when people say those words to people who aren't hugely educated, the first thing that they think of is a negative thing. Whereas if you say physical health to someone, they think of athletes and workouts and all that kind of stuff. Yes, lovely pose there in the background.
Yeah, no one can see it.
But if you say mental health, people think poor mental health. They don't think of the health element of mental health. So for me, having a podcast that doesn't focus on the negative, the downside of it, because I feel that's the same thing that happens with our events. You know, it's a mental health songwriting competition in the Songwriting Prize. But when you come to the event, you're not supposed to come there and feel more down than you did when you turned up. You're supposed to find things that lift you up and that inspire you and motivate you within the songs. So wanted to have something more regular that people could tune into that would give me a pick-me-up.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a good point. I was just thinking about when you said the Wagga thing. I was like, that's right. Like, if people, that's it.
Yeah.
It's like you're there for, what, 4 hours or something? And then it's like, so nice.
See you next year.
Bye.
Yeah.
Good luck for the next 12 months.
Which is an awful feeling.
Yeah.
Because when they don't have an event, they don't know that they're missing something. But then when we do have an event and they have a good experience, you know, they're saying, what else can we do? Is there anything else? And you're just like, we're trying, but we aren't a huge, major charity with massive government funding where we can do things all the time. So it's just like, well, for the time being, we'll see you next year, but we're hoping that that'll change. Mm. But in the meantime, you know, apart from just keeping up with our social posts.
Yeah, well, I feel like the podcast is such a good positive way to expand the community.
Absolutely.
In an engaging way. I think that's the word I was looking for. It's like an engaging way. You're right, without it being like, okay, I'm just going to like stick to my social media and watch the posts that come out.
Exactly. And, you know, because we have these things happening in lots of different regions, they can't even engage with all the posts that we put up or the videos we put up, because we might be promoting something in Brisbane or we might be promoting something elsewhere. So it's a challenge. It's a nice challenge to have that, you know, that we want to constantly be doing more. And until that money comes in, you know, we'll...
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Yes, anyone, any government agencies listening.
Funding.
Yes, please.
Well, I think that's also what drew me to wanting to be a part of it, is because my approach to mental health is very positive. And I also like to look at it in a very positive light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I feel like my kind of forte is, like, weirdly, I've always been a very bubbly, uplifting kind of person, and that is where I find happiness, and I really enjoy bringing that to other people's lives.
Yeah.
So I think being able to do that through this podcast, through Listen Up, which I already enjoy how important the community is that you're building and love the way that it's been done, I think that's why I wanted to jump onto it.
Well, why do you think you're sitting here? I mean, we...
Yeah, that's right. I'm kidding.
No, but in all honesty, we shared the same feelings. We were just like, you know, if you're going to have a podcast that needs to be high energy, needs to be... If we're going to go out there and call it the Pick Me Up podcast, we can't have someone who's really well-spoken, but, you know, not high energy. So how do we how do we replicate that? Who do we have within our community or, you know, known to us that has those beliefs? And I guess that's where we started having our podcast conversations. But we had conversations before that about you getting involved in another area of the organization.
I was having an Aperol spritz on Bondi Beach when you called me about the podcast. What
beautiful.
A time. I know.
What a time, yeah.
Rewarded myself after walking the Coogee walk.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant just walking from the car.
No, I did.
I drove up to Bondi Beach. I took 10 steps. Rewarded myself.
I did the Bondi to Coogee. Actually, Coogee to Bondi, then an Aperol, then walked back.
Yeah, no. You know. That's fair. That's fair. You earned it.
So let's talk about what you mentioned, the songwriting prize.
Yes.
Entries are open.
They are.
Woo!
Year 9 of the competition.
No, really?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, 10th birthday next year.
I know. Which we've already started discussions about what that's going to look like.
That's going to be fun.
That's to come.
What's the theme for this year?
So the theme is acceptance, which, we've had so many different themes each year. And that actually came from Amy V, who is the chair of our board. So, we just liked the fact that after a few years of rebuilding out of COVID, where it was all about, you know, feeling better and recovery, resilience, those kind of themes, it was like, actually, let's have something that is that talks to people's acceptance of where they are, whether that be in their career or in their personal life, their mental health, music, whatever it may be. And accepting of maybe the things that are out of people's control, or, you know, it's purposely a little ambiguous so people can interpret it how they want. But yeah, just thought it was a very different kind of flavor to previous years. So yeah, I'm excited to see how people, I always am every year, how people interpret their theme, because I have it in my head, what I think it represents.
Yeah.
And then you hear something, you're like, oh my, like some of the greatest stories I've heard have come out of our themes, where I was just like, how did you get that?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, yeah,
like feeling better, and then there's a song about a dog on a trapeze. Okay. It's not where my brain goes to, but love that it did for them. So.
You never know what makes people happy.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Yeah.
For those people who have not ever entered the songwriting prize before.
Yes.
You've just told us what it's about, but where can they enter? How can they enter? What's the process with that?
Sure. So, entries are open now. They enter through the website, or you can get through our Linktree on Instagram or through Facebook or any of our social channels. And it's either an existing song that's been released or recorded within the last 12 months, or during the entry period, you can write something new.
Something fresh.
Yeah, exactly. The focus is very much on the songwriting. So we get questions every year, which is, I don't have a recording studio or all this expensive equipment. And it can be as simple as a phone in the bathroom. And judging by people's Instagram stories, some acoustics in some people's bathrooms are amazing anyway. But it's on the songwriting, not the performance or the quality of the recording. And it's all judged based on that. So, yeah, get on our website and our socials. Mm. And enter. And there's just this year, every year we try to put a sprinkle of something extra. And this year, with our expansion to more semifinals and more, you know, a more diverse prize pool and things like that.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
So basically, if you're not a singer-songwriter, or like you're not a singer but you're a songwriter, you can also write the song and get someone else to sing it for you.
Absolutely, yes.
For those people who are not singers.
Yeah, and we have that. You know, we have people, some people enter songs without lyrics and they think that the song is expressive enough on the theme.
Love that. That's so good.
It doesn't have to have lyrics. But also, if you're not a performer and you're a songwriter, then record someone performing it for you. We've had that before at our live semi-final events. If you get to that point, as long as you can have your song performed, it doesn't matter who performs it on your behalf. But we try to make it as easy as possible for songwriters to enter.
Yeah, so good. People who haven't entered should enter. Get
they
amongst
should.
It.
They
it's
should.
Such a great experience.
And you know, not only for the experience, you know, that is, you know, we talk every year about the fact it's a competition, and we hate using that word, because actually what people tend to come away from those events with when they go is they come away with the experience and the community and being a part of all these things is the bit that really resonates with them, stays with them. But it's not just that side as well. There are prizes involved. It's called the Songwriting Prize because there are prizes for people. And when we first started, there was a prize for the winner. And then we expanded it to prizes for the grand finalists and then to the semi-finalists. And then last year, we were able to offer for the winner, the grand finalists, the semi-finalists, and the top 50. So the biggest prize pool and, you know, our sponsors like Studio 301 and Audio Technica, so generous with their support of mental health and our community that we were able to offer that last year.
Mm. I want to come back to Audio Technica, but quickly just what is the winning prize?
Well, the winning prize is year. Yeah, so time in the studio. So they get to have a whole day where they get to record one of their songs. People say, do I have to record the song I entered? And it's like, no, not at all, because some of those are already recorded and released. So you get the time to go and record your song. You get hardware, so equipment and software to help you with that. And we always try to make sure that the prize is a money can't buy prize, because so many of the songwriters that have entered over the years have been, you know, in those formative years as being a songwriter or a musician, and they actually, you give them $5,000 or $10,000, they don't know what to spend it on, what's the best use of it. So we try to give a studio experience, we give a photography package, a videography package, we distribution on streaming services, and then all of our mental health tools and training. So we try to give them a rounded prize that helps them with their songwriting career and their mental health. So
yeah, so good. I mean, that's such a great prize, especially in, you know, living in Sydney, but also in any major city. Anywhere, really.
Anywhere.
The prizes of everything at the moment. It's like, help me.
Yes. And if we could help with all aspects of that, you know, if we could give food and everything else, then we would. But, you know, we'd try to make it music and mental health related. 100%. Maybe you can offer something in that space, Kate.
I'm the worst person to talk to. I'm so bad at saving. So Audio Technica.
Yes.
Who are amazingly sponsoring this podcast.
They are.
They've given us a whole bunch of gear, which has made it incredible. Mm-hmm. The podcast sounds so good.
Well, we hope it is. So listeners, please let us know.
Yeah. Sorry, I just made a biased judgment there. But I'm loving the mic.
Oh, yes. So
I
good.
Feel very fancy.
Yeah, and me too. Yeah.
Very fun. But how long have they been a part of or and supporting Listen Up Music for?
Interestingly, so they've been apart for the last few years. And, you know, interestingly, the relationship came out of one of our grand finalists one year whose family member worked for Audio Technica. And they just said, would love to be involved somehow. And it was a real, we don't really know what to do, but, you know, we want to support what you're doing. And it started from there. And then that first year was just, you know, we'll give you some headphones to give out as prizes. And then they were like, actually, we've got some products that would be really suitable for songwriters. So a whole kit with all this stuff. And then, when we had conversations last year about all the stuff we were doing, they were really interested because they've got such, you know, again, unbiased, but such incredible podcast equipment that they were like, you know, we're really moving into that. Gaming's a huge thing at the moment. Podcasts are always, you know, the last few years have been a big thing. So, you know, we'd love to be able to support you by giving you the gear to put out the podcast and support that too. So just incredible that they've gone from supporting, you know, a competition or a small part of what we do to really trying to enable us to do all the things that we want in our portfolio. So, yeah, really very grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so good to have people support like that. All right. We're going to do a game now.
Yay.
Which really originated from you.
Yeah, okay.
So I made the mistake of not explaining it properly to Sophie.
Ah, yes.
Who is a guest coming up on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So that was hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah. So stay tuned for what happens in that.
Need to really show them how it's done.
Yeah, that's it.
And
yeah,
if not,
well, you better nail it.
Because, I was going to say.
If you've listened to episode number one, It originated from Ali shouting it in the middle of a pub.
Yeah, so, and that with no extra context. If people haven't listened to episode one,
go listen to it. I'm not telling you.
Just a guy who goes around shouting random things in pubs.
It has context. Listen to episode one.
Yes, please. Stream it.
All right, so it's scenario time.
Yes.
Woo! Okay, I'm so weird today. All right.
Today so, or every day?
You know what? All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Even my dreams are weird.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's a conversation for another day. Dreams. So we're going to play scenario, and Ali, who came up with scenario, we actually, normally I would just choose one from a list, but because he's here, I thought, why not put the pressure on him? But then I came up with a really good one, so we're going to see what Ali's response and mine is. So, are you ready?
Yes.
I have to think about how to word this. Okay. You have just received a phone call letting you know that you are the new Wiggle. 3, 2, 1. I don't know why I did a gun hand.
What?
But I meant to go like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
but you just like,
I don't know.
So good.
Oh, my word.
Yep.
I also realised I was talking in the mic right away, so I don't know how much audio of that we got.
Yeah, but fabulous.
That's a great scenario.
I'm not. I can't wait to see what your.
I didn't even see what you did. I was just.
I was elated but shocked. But I don't know if that comes across. In my, we'll see.
Make sure you check socials for that video.
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, you're up.
Okay.
Beat
see,
that
this
one,
is where
Ali.
My brain is. Right. This is.
Uh-oh.
What I came up with on the spot. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. No. Never.
No. We receive a gift that is addressed to both of us, and when we open it, there is a solitary pea inside. 3, 2, 1.
I had to do the same reaction I had again. So I was like, that was my true reaction. I was like,
yeah.
I love that. Mm. Oh, it's so fun.
It's
we
such
should
a,
get people sending in scenarios.
Oh, we should. Yeah,
that'd be really cool.
Just, I mean, well, obviously, say we. You will continue to do the
scenarios.
Yeah, we've
got to get through the list, but.
But yeah, we should definitely get people to do it.
Have a check out on the story. We'll put a little box and people can put in recommendations if you've got a fun scenario that you want to see myself do, either by myself on my solo episodes or with a guest. That would be really
fun. Yeah,
we'll
do one of those template things where share your own scenario. Yes.
Don't be mean, though, people. Don't be mean. Don't be mean. I don't know why I'm talking to over there because you're not really over there.
but we'll put up the scenario that we did and get them to do that rather than
For sure.
Coming up with their own scenario.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Oh, the possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm. I'm a bit scared.
Yeah, me too.
Well, thank you, Ali. Thanks for coming on the podcast today.
So good.
So
thank
nice
you for
to talk
me.
To you. And I think really important for everyone to know, one, like about Listen Up Music mm-hmm. and also everything that's happening this year because
there's
it's
a lot.
Exciting, yeah.
And, you know, even the stuff that we talked about today, you know, we're 2 months into the year, 2.5 months into the year. There's so much more to come. But, you know, that whole thing where you see people putting up stories or posts and they're just like, something exciting coming, but I can't tell you what it is. It's like, I hate that. But the things we've talked about today are the confirmed things, but there are other fun
bits
things coming too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And be sure to make sure you check out the songwriting prize. And if it's something you're super keen on, give it a go.
Absolutely.
You have nothing to lose.
And if you're not super keen, I'm sure you've got friends that are songwriters that would be. So please,
Yeah.
Share
get around
the
it.
Love.
All right. We'll see you next week. Bye.